All right, welcome back to the Cameras Chronicle podcast. I'm your host, Ben Hemmer, and I'm here with...
Brandon.
So, let's get right into it. So, what made you want to join the Cameras Chronicle and kind of give us a little bit of background about yourself and what high school you went to and kind of a little bit about yourself, if you would?
Well, for starters, the reason why I came to the Chronicle was, well, quite literally because I had a question with Andy for a class, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm intrigued to trying something new and, you know, meeting new people. Definitely getting out of my comfort zone.
Nice.
I went to Valley High School for background.
Yeah. I went to Northwest. We actually play you guys tonight in football.
Yeah.
You said you might go. Hopefully, hope to see you there. So then, what are you studying here at DMAC?
I'm in video production or film and I forget what it's called. It has a weird new name, but yeah, video production.
So the guy I was talking to you about, Jaden Park, the guy that did those issues over there, he was in video production and he wrote obviously those stories, and he's at Iowa State right now with another guy that I know that's in video production. The one that I said that I got those two introduced. I don't know if you, when we were going to do the video. Yeah, that's really cool. So do you want to do like high school sports or college sports, like taking pictures for them or doing like videos? Like what do you want to end up doing in for a job in the near future?
Oh, for a job?
No, for like videography.
Well, I mostly want to get into filmmaking, movies. I have script ideas that I would like to somehow get out into the world. I mean, I feel like they're good. I've had some pretty good feedback. That's mostly why. And I just love editing. I love creating videos, content of anything really, all sorts of stuff, skits, mostly with my friends outside of school for fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you said you're from Valley. Do you still live in West Des Moines now, or do you you here in Ankeny or?
Nah, West Des Moines. I'm still there. I have my own place there. I rent out with my cousin.
Nice.
We're both roommates. We have our own apartment, you know, independent life.
Nice. So what do you love most about living in West Des Moines? You know, obviously you could have moved here to Ankeny, you know, where you go to DMAC at. Mm-hmm. What made you ultimately want to stay, you know, home in West Des Moines?
Well, mostly conveniences. I have my job there.
Nice.
My family lives pretty close to me. Yeah, pretty much convenience overall.
Yeah, I feel you. I still live at home too. I live in Urbandale. It's probably about like 15-10 minutes from West Des Moines, depending on traffic. You take, you know, a highway and you're there. Actually, there's a highway you can take, leaves you right off to Valley High School. You know what highway I'm talking about?
Yes.
Right when you, I don't know how long it is, but you get on there and then you go right and you take a right and then Valley's right there. I take that one a lot. And did you always go to Valley in elementary school? Did you start at Valley, went all the way through, or did you start at another school? Or
no, yeah, I stayed in West Des Moines, the district, all my life, basically, from first grade to my senior year.
Nice. So
yeah.
What year did you graduate from Valley High School?
2023.
I was 2025 from Northwest, so you're 2 years older than me, so... Yeah. What made you, you know, you didn't start at DMAC right away.
I did.
Right? So you did?
I did.
So what made you ultimately want to come back and get back into the college life of DMAC?
Well, I started right away, like I said, and it probably wasn't the best decision, especially since I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I'm not in FAFSA either, so it cost me a big bunch, and it took many tries, but the reason why I came back was, like I said, I really like filmmaking, or I want to get into filmmaking. I really like video creating, and I reflected on what I wanted to do, and it felt like it was the right decision to finally pursue what I want in life.
That's nice. I like that story a lot. And so you said filmmaking. Do you want to? Was your goal as a kid to be a director, like a film director, or was it always videography or?
Not at all. I wanted to be many things growing up. I wanted to be an architect, a doctor, you know, the basic stuff. But
yeah,
then
yeah,
you get into that position, you're like, okay, this
isn't the best for me.
Yeah,
maybe I'm not meant to be in this profession. But no, I like that what you said is, you know, you want to get into videography, you like, we kind of have a lot of the same interests, right? You know, I like, you know, I don't like really like, I like looking at videography stuff, if you know what I mean. Shut the door there real quick. Oh, he's got it. But yeah, like I was saying, I like filmmaking. I love, you know, movies and all that stuff. And so we were speaking about this. Give me some of your, some of the movies that you maybe watched over the summer in theaters, and just maybe some of your all time, maybe, you know, favorite movies that you enjoy, or maybe some TV shows that you enjoy watching.
TV shows.
It can be either movies either. Or TV shows, or, you know, just give me some of the ones that you enjoy watching the most.
Well, to highlight the best, in my opinion, like one of the best is really hard to decide.
Is this for TV show or movie? Or?
Oh, movie.
Or just give me like a top three if you want.
Top three? Okay. There's this movie. It's called Blood In, Blood Out.
I haven't seen it. Who directs that?
And who directs it? I forgot the director name. I know the writer.
Nice.
Santiago Baca, something like that. It's a Chicano Hispanic heritage movie. So
did it come out like recently? Or
oh,
like,
no. This is old. This is really
like
old.
70s, 80s?
I think 90s, 80s, 90s, somewhere around there.
Somewhat old, you know? Yeah,
I feel like anybody can watch it. Anybody can really like the movie. It has a really good plot. It has a really good storyline.
So what's it? Give me like a quick plot of what it's about, because I've never seen it.
Okay. It's, like I said, Chicano-based, so it's Hispanic heritage. It's about these three cousins that they all start off in the hood, and then there's this conflict that kind of divides them each into different, you know, lives. Mm. One of them becomes a con in prison. The other one becomes an artist, and the other one becomes a cop. Mm. So you kind of see where it starts to become a little bit of a conflict there. But no, the story's great. The movie's awesome too. And it's very long. It's 3 hours. But
3 hours? Oh,
trust me, it's so good that time flies by so fast.
You're not even going to remember that it's 3 hours.
Exactly.
So what are some of your other favorite ones?
Other favorites? Definitely has to be Across the Spider-Verse. Mm. I have to drop that.
Is that your favorite Marvel movie? Like,
has to be, yeah. Honestly,
what did you think of the new Spider-Man movie?
The new one, the new live action.
The new one with Tom
really
Holland.
Really good. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Would you see that again?
Yes. Yes, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Is it still in theaters or?
I don't think so. It's been like, or it could be. It's been a month.
You know, so you know it's crazy. So Tom Holland did The Odyssey, and mm-hmm. then he I saw, I think it was an interview. I don't remember who it was with, but he said like that. To do The Odyssey, he had to like ask director Christopher Nolan and like saying like, hey, or the director of Spider-Verse, he said, hey, I have to delay filming a little bit so I can do The Odyssey. And I found that cool. Obviously, you know, you don't want to delay filming for stuff, but, and I think Zendaya too, after that, she did another movie. I don't know what it was, but I'm pretty sure that after The Odyssey, she ended up doing another film, which I think is really cool. It's also, you're busy, right? You got to go from this film to this film.
Yeah.
And, so what in your opinion makes the new movie with Tom Holland, what makes it a 10 out of 10 watch?
Definitely the fact that he's not spoiled anymore from the MCU. He doesn't have all that technology that Tony Stark left him.
Yeah.
And
Tony's like, his dad is like, hey, all this stuff, you know, you want it, you know?
Yeah. Now it's like, he's by himself. He has the rough adult life, and it's pretty much the character that we all grew up with, where he struggles and we kind of emphasize and kind of relate to what is going on in his life. It's mostly like a story of a person trying to find forgiveness and peace within himself, especially after everything he's been through. So I really like that aspect of the movie, that and many other factors, but mostly.
So what's another one that you like? Another movie that you like?
Another movie?
Yeah.
Whenever you ask me questions like this, my mind just goes blank.
It could be a TV show too. But TV whichever show, one you movie. Comes to mind first.
First movie comes to mind. The first movie.
There's a lot of good ones out there, man. There's a lot of great films made. There's a lot of them.
I think I'll skip.
It's all good. It's all good. Do you have any like favorite TV shows at all? Or
favorite TV shows? I skipped that one too.
You told me that you watched The Bear. Are you like?
Oh, I've watched clips.
You haven't watched like. No, I know not what the you whole mean. Thing. I watch clips of things, but I don't really like watch like shows. But do you have any favorite directors at all? Or
favorite directors? Christopher Nolan's definitely on top.
I agree 100%. I mean, I think his filmmaking is, and I think his storytelling too, I think is very unique in a way. You know, his movies are very long, like Oppenheimer was 3 hours, Interstellar was long, the movie The Odyssey was almost 3 hours long, but he just gives people a very unique way of telling the story, right? Telling the story of The Odyssey or telling the story of Oppenheimer or Interstellar even. And I agree with you. I think he's a very good director, and I think that the way that he, how good of a writer he is too, and just, I think he's really good. I think another one for me is Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg.
I think Spielberg is one of the all-time greats.
Yes.
In terms of directing. I mean, that guy is, I think he's better than Christopher Nolan, but I think Christopher Nolan's getting up there.
They all have their, the thing that makes a director great is that they all have their vision, and you can just tell whenever you watch a movie and it's by that certain director, you can just tell it's by them because of the way it's visually interpreted or script or, you know.
100%.
Yeah.
You know Todd Phillips, the director?
Todd Phillips, I've heard, yes.
He did like the comedy movies I was telling you about, like Old School and Road Trip and The Hangover. He, you know, you can tell that it's him just by, you know, the funniness, first off. The Old School, the movie I was talking about, is hilarious. You need to, if you haven't seen it, you need to go watch it because that is one, like, one of the funniest movies I think I've ever seen is Old School. And like, the costume designer for every movie like that he's done is the same, right? Which I think is cool because, you know, you want to have that chemistry with the, with your crew members. You don't want to just, you know, have them on there and then not have them in the next movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want that chemistry to be strong with, you know, your crew, with the producers, with the costume designers, with all those people. And Todd Phillips, I think, is a very underrated director. I mean, he produced some of the best comedy movies of the 2000s, and people don't talk about him enough. It's like, you know, even Starsky and Hutch did too, which is a really good movie. It's another comedy. I like him. Man, who else do I like? Chris Columbus, I think, is good. He did like Home Alone and even John Hughes too. I don't know if you know him. He did like a lot of 80s movies.
Yeah.
I think he's good. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of some other ones. That's a lot, man. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there. But yeah, so for me, my... I would say comedy movies for me are probably my favorite. I don't really know if I can pick a lot because, or if I can pick just one because there's a lot of good ones out there, right? Whenever, kind of the day that I'm feeling it, you know, like I'll watch Wedding Crashers on this day or Hangover on this day, like whatever I'm kind of just feeling, I'll just turn on and man, those movies, they don't make movies like that anymore. Well, I want to get your take on that. Why do you think they don't make those kind of movies anymore?
I feel like they have a rush on trying to build up on certain parts. I saw or I read somewhere that the reason why movies are not
comedy movies aren't they don't make like the ones that they did in the early 2000s anymore. Why, I want to get your
comedy
take on, like why they don't make those kind of movies anymore.
Honestly, I think it's because of cancel culture.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Again, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I just want to get your thought on what is that exactly.
A good example or a prime example is Scary Movie 6, I think, the one that just came out. I haven't watched it, but
I haven't either.
The directors, the Wayans brothers, they said that they're not going easy. And it was like sort of like a warning for public view. And I'm like, shouldn't be a warning. I mean, it's comedy. Comedy is very subjective.
Speaking of the Wayans brothers, White Chicks, you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So funny, man.
Yes.
They play these. Oh man. So funny. And he directs most of their movies too. I think it's Keenan Ivory Wayans. Yeah. He directs, like, he did the first Scary Movie. He did White Chicks. He did Little Man. I don't know if you've seen that one with those two with Sean. And, Marwan's the little guy. That movie's hilarious. But I think he's another good director. Obviously, you know, when you have your brothers in there, you could say, oh, it's, you know, all this stuff. But if it's nepotism, they have all this stuff in there. But, I think he's a great one. And, I don't know why they don't make those. The comedy, they don't make like great comedies anymore, but I actually watched a good one a couple weeks ago. It's called 72 Hours. I don't know if you've seen that. It's with Kevin Hart, where I don't really want to spoil anything, but it's with Kevin Hart, and it's really good. And the guys that actually wrote that movie did Cobra Kai, or they did Cobra Kai, the show. They wrote that
show.
Yeah, you've watched Cobra Kai?
Oh, yes, sir.
Ask what team are you on? Team Johnny, Team Daniel?
Team Johnny all the way.
Yes, sir. Team Johnny all the way, man. Let's go.
Sir.
But I think the story of Johnny too, like, you know, he wasn't close with Robbie. He, you know, he that loss that he had to Daniel, he was tucked inside of him for so many years, and then mm-hmm. he finally releases it. And, you know, to see the moments throughout Cobra Kai, man, where Johnny's like, he wants, you know, he's becoming better, right? He's mm-hmm. not the dad that he once was to Robbie. And I think mm-hmm. seeing that relationship with him and Robbie is awesome. And the scene where Robbie comes in and says, I'm tired of blaming you, Dad. You know, where he walks in the old dojo. Yeah, that scene gets me because, you know, you, like I said, like at the very the early seasons, you know, Daniel is that father figure to him, you know, when Johnny wasn't in his life.
Yeah.
Right. And then you see the transformation of Robbie and Johnny, just they're, you know, it's so good. And Miguel too, even though that's not his real son, he's like a father figure to him. And who do you think the best like fighter is out of, do you think Hawk is the best? Do you think Robbie's the best? Do you think Miguel's the best? I want to get your take on that.
I got to go with Miguel.
I do. I agree. Better. I think Miguel is, Johnny made Miguel. Yeah. Right? Obviously Johnny made, you know, Hawk Everyone. Too. I would say Daniel more made Robbie just because he started out training with him. But mm-hmm. I think you can see parts of Robbie's game that is in Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't agree with defense first, but I agree that you need defense and offense. I think that's why they teamed up, because you can't just have offense. What if your opponent checks first, right? They make mm-hmm. good points about that. And mm-hmm. I don't like defense being your philosophy, but I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like defense being part of your game, but I don't want it to be first. I want you to be able to have both. And you can see that throughout the seasons where they have both and they're unstoppable.
It's about balance.
And no, it is.
It's about balance. That's
and it's also being able to about strike when if your opponent strikes first, you know, how to counter that. Right. And we've seen that. Mm-hmm. And, what season was the best for you, in your opinion?
Was my opinion, season 6.
Season 6, you think? Where everybody just gets unleashed. Kenny's now on the good side. Silver is. Why do you think Silver came back? Like, what do you think about that? Like, he just shows up randomly in this hotel in Barcelona, and you know,
all naked.
Yeah, no. How do you think that he like got? How do you think he like got? They show clips of him like you mm-hmm. know. Like coming back, but why do you think that he just got off those charges very quickly? Like, what do you think?
Well, it's mostly, I feel like immunity towards the law for his status. Definitely has.
Plus, he's got a lot of money too.
Yeah.
He can pay, you know, people off that he wanted to. When I first saw that, I was like, what? Like, Silver is back now? Like, man, that was very interesting. When I remember when they had, when the last season was coming out, they had like 3 parts to it, right? They would release 5 episodes, 1 part.
Mm-hmm.
Second part, they had 5 episodes. And then the last part, they had 5 episodes. Mm-hmm. Every single one, I was just like, man, it's getting better and better, you know? And the thing I don't like, and that annoys me throughout the season, is when Daniel keeps talking about Mr. Miyagi. Like, dude, like, you need to chill out, man. Like, my gosh, man. Like, that's... Whew.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, I get Mr. Miyagi was a father figure too, but you don't need to talk about him every single, like, Mr. Miyagi want to do this, he want to do that. Like, bro, like, you need to calm it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it sometimes, but you don't need to say it every single time, right? And, but I think there's good parts to him, just like there is with Johnny, right? I think him mentoring Robbie when Johnny wasn't there, I think was huge. I think that mm-hmm. was a big part of the show. And I think him teaching Robbie just how to, you know, kind of like a father figure, even though Johnny or Robbie ends up being with Johnny in later seasons.
Yeah.
I think was huge. And I just think that the evolution of his daughter, Sam, too, you know, not Roy was in karate, then wasn't. And then now she's back in it again. And, just such a great show all around. And I wish we would have more seasons than just 6, man. We need to, unfortunately they're done, but I wish that there was like 20 seasons of it. Cause I couldn't, whenever I feel like watching it, I'll just turn it on again. And I think to see the evolution of Miguel too, like this mm-hmm. little skinny kid from that just moved here and, you know, didn't know anybody, didn't have any friends, didn't do all this stuff, to see what Johnny made him into is insane. This strong fighter who got bullied, and Hawk too. He was mm-hmm. Miguel's friend. You know, mm-hmm. they got bullied, and, you know, karate taught him how to stick up for them, right? Stick up against bullies. And I think you can see that over time in the first couple episodes, the first season, is that, you know, Miguel, people did not treat him best. The Hawk people did not treat him best. And to see them, you know, stick up for themselves and not take that anymore made me kind of happy, because I wanted to see that from Miguel. And Kyler, the guy that he was bullying him, deserved that, right? Because, you know, you got to – I agree with the term, like, you get out whatever you put out there. Like, if you're not nice to somebody, then, you know. Yeah. If you don't treat me with respect, I'm not going to – you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's not how I work. Like, if you don't treat me with respect, I'm not going to treat you. It goes vice versa, but
– yeah.
Such an amazing show. I loved it so much, and I'm sad that there's only 6 seasons, but that's why you go back and you rewatch them.
Exactly.
That way that you can, you know, understand it. And if any of you guys have not watched Cobra Kai, you need to watch it.
W show,
100%. I would rate that probably 12 out of 10. I mean,
yeah,
it's so, and Stingray too.
Oh,
I love that guy.
Stingray.
Man. And it goes like that with his beard. That was, but no, to see his progress too is,
Yeah, he actually has a very, no, like, I don't think it'll spoil anything, but he has a lot of, his character has a lot to do with the final seasons.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
He's a key to what happens later on.
Yeah, like, I remember the first time I saw him, Daniel and Robbie were both, were at Home Depot, I think it was, but they didn't, you know, Johnny didn't know that Robbie and Daniel were there, and Stingray actually worked there, and I was like, is that Stingray? Like, is that my guy Stingray in there that's working there? And it was him, and man, just to see his progression too, and to see Kenny Payne too, man, that kid, Anthony LaRusso, bullied that guy, and Anthony LaRusso did not learn anything from his, he wasn't like a big fighter, and Kenny became one of the strongest fighters, not as good as Miguel and Hawk, but I still think he's, you know, do you think he's better than Robbie in your opinion? Do you think Kenny Payne is a better fighter than?
He has raw potential.
But also, Robbie was his mentor, right? Yeah. Plus when Robbie went to jail or something Kenny's older brother was in there and beat up Robbie. So I find that not really cool, but I found that very interesting. That
poetic.
Yeah, for sure. And, that's really the main TV show that I'm watching right now. I told you Tires is a very good show. Just Shane Gillis and a lot of comedian guys that he knows. And, man, it's just so funny. There's 3 seasons right now. They green-lighted another season for season 4. So that hasn't – Netflix had just renewed it. I think just a couple of days ago, actually, they renewed it. They gave it the green light to say that they can do a season 4. And, man, I cannot – it's just so funny, man. I just love – if you get a chance today, go home and watch Tires because it's hilarious. I'll just tell you like a basic – I'm not going to give it all away, but it's about these two guys, Shane and Will. They're cousins, and they work at this auto body shop. That's all I'll tell you. I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but, yeah, it's really interesting and definitely a good watch. If you haven't watched it – obviously, you said you haven't. Need – must watch when you get a chance. And so are you – are you a big sports fan at all, or what are some of your teams that you follow, if you follow any?
Not really big into sports anymore.
You said that you watched the World Cup, and you're from Mexico, you said? Like, you were cheering for Mexico to win?
I was cheering for many teams, but Mexico's one of them, yeah.
Is that like your home country where you're... So how do you think Mexico did in this year's World Cup? I want to get your thoughts on that.
They did pretty good. Definitely good sportsmanship. Everybody loved their, you know, their hospitality when it came to their stadium.
Yeah.
Especially when they lost against England. It was mostly the cheerful thoughts rather than the loss. You know, we weren't pitiful, and we actually congratulated England because it was a really good game overall. A really good game.
Yeah. We talked about this on air. Who is your soccer GOAT?
It's definitely not either Ronaldo or Messi, I'll tell you that.
Okay, who is your GOAT? I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just, you know, getting your thoughts here on who you think the GOAT is.
Paulo Dybala from Juventus.
I haven't heard of him. Tell me what about him.
He's from Argentina. He didn't play this year.
Is he, like, actually from Argentina, like, born and raised there?
Yeah.
Like Messi is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, he was born and raised in Argentina. He played... 4 years ago. Yeah, he played 4 years ago, I'm pretty sure.
When Messi just went crazy. I remember that. I was at a restaurant. I remember seeing Messi just, man, that was insane, that goal, man. It really was. So go on to what you were saying about about this guy. What's his name again?
Paulo Dybala.
Paulo Dybala?
Yeah.
I'll have to look him up. So a lot of people are going to want to know this, and I have to ask it. Who do you think is better, Ronaldo or Messi?
Better player? Messi. Better person? Or should I say overall better sportsmanship-wise? Definitely Ronaldo.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think Messi is a tremendous athlete. I mean, what he did, what was it against? What team did he score 3 goals against? I forget who it was.
Not on top of my head either.
I'm blanking, but what he did, again, I'm not saying Ronaldo's not good. I respect Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
But just like, what Messi did this year, man. And he's retiring, which, what a way to go out. I mean, scoring 3 goals in a World Cup, I don't think he could have asked for a better way to go out on top. Mm-hmm. Scoring 3 goals. And I think Ronaldo's retiring. I think both of them are actually retiring, Messi and Ronaldo. Great careers, man. They'll always be the GOAT conversation. You know, who's mm-hmm, better, mm-hmm. you know, Ronaldo or Messi? And like you said, you don't think they're the GOAT, which is perfectly fine. You know, you have your opinions. But yeah, what a performance by Messi, man. I mean, what he did was just unbelievable and definitely brought a lot of attention to the world. And, I think the World Cup is the best event out there. Let me tell you why. Right? The Super Bowl happens every year. The World Series happens every year. The NBA Finals happens every year. The World Cup happens every 4 years. Mm-hmm. And you get these countries that are these countries and these very small countries that have a lot to play for, right? I'm not saying the USA doesn't have stuff to play for, but like they have a lot to play for and they're invested. And, you know, for these little countries, that's a big deal. Right, to play on the biggest stage against a lot of fans worldwide is huge for them, you know, because most of these small countries, you know, hasn't seen a big crowd like that before. Mm-hmm. And the World Cup is definitely, it's definitely the biggest sporting event. Again, not to take away from the World Series or the Finals, those are great, but like I just said, like every 4 years, countries get together and celebrate their country's just greatness. And we saw it from who? Who won it this year? Who was the winner?
Spain.
Yeah, we saw it from Spain, man. And I thought Argentina was going to win, to be honest with you.
Me too.
I just thought Messi was just going to, you know. Mm. Obviously, he didn't get the result he wanted, but just the World Cup this year, I think it's the greatest World Cup ever. I mean, I'm going to get your thoughts on that. Do you think this year's World Cup stacks up against one of the greatest of all time?
Yes, definitely one of.
For sure.
Very unpredictable.
I mean, the sea of performances from Messi, obviously, Haaland. I mean, Pulisic, he was a ghost this whole tournament. I mean, did he even score 1 goal? I mean,
I'm pretty sure he did, but even then.
I mean, he was a ghost. I mean, it was. But what do you think about Beckham? Do you like him?
Beckham, yes.
You like Beckham?
Yes.
He was there. He was there like every World Cup game, they would show him.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody was like, all right, where's Beckham at? Where's Beckham at? Do you think so who are your top five soccer players of all time?
Top five soccer players. Number one has to be Pelé. He started this whole thing.
Wait. What about the other guy that you said is a GOAT?
But he's a current GOAT. But the greatest GOAT of GOATs of GOATs
of
all
time. I get you.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely has to be Pelé. You have to put respect on his name.
Oh.
He started this whole thing.
Yeah.
And in a way. I mean, his story is pretty interesting. Started off at a very poor village in, I think it was Brazil. He's Brazilian. And dude won so many World Cups. I think it was like 4 or something.
That's insane.
I know. I don't think.
I mean, doesn't Messi have like 4 or something?
I think he has only 1, I think. Yeah, just 1.
Hmm. Ronaldo has like what? Like,
they have many trophies for like the Euro Cup and the American Cup. Like for the continent, but for the World Cup, I think Messi only has 1.
Hmm. Okay, so you said Pelé's 1.
Mm-hmm.
Who's number 2 in your opinion?
Maradona.
The guy that you were talking about?
Maradona is the Argentina. He's from like back in the day.
Yeah, the guy you're talking about is the current GOAT?
No, that's Dybala.
Oh, okay. So who's third?
Third, Ronaldinho.
Ronaldo or
Ronaldinho.
Oh.
I know, they get confused a lot. Ronaldinho's Brazilian.
Brazilian?
Yeah.
Brazil, man.
Yeah, I know. They got the best.
I know. So who's 4?
4.
Or top 2, or last 2, 4 and 5.
4 and 5. 5 is Dybala because he's current, you know?
Yeah.
I'm talking about legends here.
Yeah.
I want to say Zinedine Zidane.
No Messi or Ronaldo in there?
I'm telling you, man. I got my own biased opinion. they're underneath, you know, for me at least. They're definitely good players.
What about Beckham? Would you put him in there, top five?
If you're talking about top five current, probably, yeah. Modern day.
I would go, again, I don't watch soccer, but I would put, obviously, Messi, Ronaldo, Pele, Beckham, and Mbappe is close to becoming. I think he's...
Oh, yeah, Mbappe.
I think he's Mbappe. Close. I think he has a chance to be one of the greats. Mm-hmm. I mean, he already is, but...
He already is.
You know, like, I think he has a chance to be up there with, like, Pele and Beckham and all those guys. And what are your thoughts on Mbappe? You like him?
I really like him, yeah. He's very open-spirited, you know. He's very... he has a very big human side, if that makes sense. Like, he's not just on the field.
Yeah.
You see clips of him, and he's doing all sorts of things. Yeah, I really like Mbappe.
What about Neymar?
Neymar? I like him, too.
Isn't he from Brazil, too?
Yeah, Brazil.
Those Brazil players, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, Pele, Neymar. Who was the other guy you mentioned?
Ronaldinho.
Yeah, Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Was he Pele's time, or was he after him?
After.
After?
He's pretty current. He actually came back from retirement.
How old is he?
45.
Dang, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Messi isn't even 40 yet, bruh.
And he's already retiring? Yep. It's crazy.
But again, World Cup's every 4 years, so 37 plus 4 is 41. So he'd be but Pelusa, or wasn't Ronaldo this year 41, I'm pretty sure?
Yeah, he's around there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, Ronaldo's older than Messi, but
yeah.
What about... So could U.S. soccer teams play against like foreign teams?
They definitely could,
Why do you... Why doesn't it... I guess I'm trying to say, like, why doesn't it happen more often?
I mean, like you said, we got all sorts of sports going on. We have mostly the Super Bowl and the finals for basketball. So it's mostly the public eye wants to view those over soccer. Soccer's not that popular in the United States, I feel like.
That's but, like, what I'm saying is, like, why don't, like Sporting KC or like a MLS team play against like the best like team from Brazil or France or you know what I mean like you know like the league that Messi plays in what's the league that like the foreign teams like Real Madrid's in there and
he's
foreign league
on top of my head I forgot
foreign league or something
yeah they're foreign
so why doesn't foreign league teams play against like MLS teams. You said that they can, but like, why doesn't it happen more often than it should?
Oh, I thought. Well, I mean, it can, but it can't because it's confusing. They have so many regulations, and they're pretty foreign. For example, Central America has their own league as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've had friendly matches before, where they'll play against Central American will play against European leagues. But then again, I got to go back to what I said. It's basically just the popularity. I mean, it definitely can happen. I feel like any country has a potential to play against any other country. It doesn't really make it, you know, it's not mostly about talent per se. It's mostly about popularity because there's definitely talent here. I've seen it.
For sure. So if they were to play, who do you think would win? The foreign league or the MLS teams?
Probably foreign.
I agree with that. But I just think there's so much more talent out there. Again, not saying the MLS doesn't have talent, but I think that there's more talent, you know, Messi, Ronaldo. They also do play for the... Does Ronaldo play for MLS? I don't...
No.
What league does he play in?
He plays in the European League.
Okay. Messi, I think, was in, what, Inter-Miami, I think?
He was
there. So can players from the foreign league sign with an MLS team?
Yeah.
They can? Like, does that happen a lot or not really?
Not really.
Messi was... When he did that, that was a shocking move. I remember, I don't know how many years ago he signed with Miami, but I remember, again, I'm not a big soccer fan, but I just remember seeing it and people were just like, whoa, like that happened. Like that was, you know, usually you don't see that a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So are you a big like NFL guy at all or?
Not really much.
You watch a couple games here and there?
Here and there, yeah. Mostly when the Super Bowl comes up.
You watch this past your Super Bowl, Seahawks, Patriots?
I think I was busy working that day, actually, but I heard everybody was cheering for Seahawks.
Yeah. Seahawks, they ended up winning it, and they could win it again this year. I don't think that they will, but I'm not going to rule anything out. Who's your favorite NFL player that you maybe heard of or that you like. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, you don't watch it, but like that you've heard of, or
I might get backlash for this, but Tony Romo.
Oh man!
I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
What do you like about him?
Well, mostly as a player, I just grew up with him. Okay. I grew up with his merchandise. You know, really like the color of his jersey. It's mostly that kind of stuff
I grew up with. You. But yeah, man, the stuff he's been doing is not good. Do you like him as an announcer? Or?
Haven't heard him as an announcer.
He's fine, you know. He's better than Tom Brady, but he's okay, you know. There's goods about him. There's good and bads about him, you know. And I honestly don't mind Tony Romo. I think he's fine. Do I think he's good? No. Do I think he's bad? No. I think he's right in the middle.
Yeah. That gray area.
Yeah, for sure. So big NBA guy at all, or
big Chicago guy?
Yes, sir.
Chicago
Bulls, Cubs, Bulls. Bears.
Bears.
So let's talk about the Bears. I'm a diehard Bears fan myself. What did you think about this past season that the Bears had?
Pretty okay. Eh. Pretty good. You know?
12 wins is, you know, that's okay. You know?
Yeah, I've seen they've done better before.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, won the Super Bowl in 86, but.
Yeah. Historically speaking, they've done better.
I mean, I've said this before on here, like, what Ben Johnson did this year, man, was just unbelievable. Mm. I mean, that guy is an offensive mastermind for a head coach. And then you pair that with Caleb Williams, who, coming out of USC on the Heisman Trophy, you know, paints his nails. If people don't like that. Like, the thing with – I don't get why people are so obsessed with that. It's like, like, I don't care if he paints his nails.
Exactly.
Like, that's – like, let the guy do what he wants. Like, he has the right to do that, right? And people are like, oh, your quarterback paints his – I don't care, man. As long as he plays good on the field, I don't care if he paints his nails or not. And to be honest with you – he can do what he wants, man. I mean, he's an adult. He can paint his nails if he wants to. Like, I have no problem with that at all. Like,
as long as he's not hurting anyone.
I know, exactly. He's not hurting me. He's not hurting you. I have no problem with that at all. I just don't get why fans are like, oh, you're – hey, man, he's better than your quarterback. Vikings fans are like – I mean, he is. I mean, you know. But, man, I am so excited for this year's Bears season, man. It's going to be so fun. And year two of Ben Johnson and year three of Caleb Williams, man, I am – I'm looking forward to it. And Colson Loveland, oh my God, what a great pick that guy. What a great pickup that was. I will admit, I was one of the people that was like, Tyler Warren was right there, right? I was one of the, I'm not going to deny that. I was one of those people. But to see what Colson Loveland did this year, the thing about him, he didn't really come on until week 8 against the Bengals when he had that touchdown. You know what game
you're
talking
about? Yeah, I saw that
one. I can't imagine a full year of this guy with Romo Dunze and Luther Burden. That guy's a stud, man. I love Luther Burden. And then you add that with Kyle Monongai, who's a great running back. We have Swift. We have a great offensive line to anchor that. The best teams in the NFL start with the offensive line. Tom Brady said that best. Like for the quarterback to be able to have enough time to throw, he needs to have a good offensive line. And you see it.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Tooney, when they got him from the Chiefs, awesome trade by Ryan Poles. You know, Drew Dolman did retire this year, the Bears starting center, which kind of hurt me because he made the Pro Bowl this year and then he just retired. But I'm as diehard as it gets as a Bears fan. Like, I am tuned in every Sunday, every Monday, watching us, man. And I cannot wait for year three and year two, or year three of Caleb Williams, year two of Ben Johnson, man. And man, it's. I just can't believe the Bears actually drafted Caleb Williams. It was just such a great pick. And people criticized it at first. They're like, oh, McCarthy. Have you seen McCarthy, dude? J.J. McCarthy? That guy is so bad. Like, the only reason why he's in the NFL is because of Blake Corum. Because he would hand the ball off to Blake Corum 500 times in college. And plus with Jim Harbaugh being likes to run the ball. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know what else felt good? Beating the Packers twice.
Oh,
definitely. Ben Johnson, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. And what'd he do? The man came through and he beat the Packers twice. It may have been ugly. It may have been 30 points down. But, man, the Bears, they did it. And I'm so proud of them. And Packers do not own us anymore.
Nope.
Tables
never did. To me, never did.
I mean... They did. I'm not going to deny that. When they had Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, they would just dominate us. But man, the tables are turning, right? Mm-hmm. They don't longer own us anymore. We are owning them now. We have the better coach. We have the better quarterback. We have better receivers. We have better playmakers. We have a better running game. We have a better offensive line. Mm-hmm. I think we have a good defense. You know, we did lose a lot of guys. We lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We lost Jaquan Brisker. We lost just a lot of guys that were impactful players. But we did lose Kevin Byard, too, which was a big loss. But, man, Ben Johnson in the locker room, good, better, best. And he takes his shirt off. And
I've seen that.
Oh, my God. I love that. That gets me hyped up, man. It's just so refreshing to me to see a Bears coach that hates the Packers, right? Mm-hmm. And remember when he did the handshake with Matt LaFleur?
Yeah.
He's not apologizing. Packers fans want him to apologize. It's like, okay, so it's okay for Aaron Rodgers to go like this and say, I still own you. It's okay for him to do that.
Yeah, no.
But yet when Ben Johnson says, if those guys in the locker room, it's okay for him to apologize? No. He's not apologizing, and he's not going to. Because you know why? Because he hates that team, and he knows that this is a big rivalry, and he understands that the Packers are not on us anymore. The tables are turning, and that Ben Johnson is here. And, man, I just love when remember against the Eagles? The city of Chicago has been waiting, and the whole city of Chicago got free hot dogs because he took his shirt off, man. The guy is just an offensive mastermind, and I love Ben Johnson so much, and I love that he's our head coach. He was, you know what's crazy? He's had Cup season tickets, I think, his whole life. That tells you he was meant to be. He was meant to be here in Chicago. He loves it here. His family's here. Love the guy to death, man. I will say, though, what I don't like about him, he goes for it too much on fourth down. Obviously, being from Dan Campbell's system, he goes for it too much. It's just like just take the points, you know, when they're there, you kind of have to take the points and all, but I don't like how we've been running the ball down their throats all night, and then, you know, they'll pass the ball on fourth and one. It's just keep running it, you know what I mean? But, I love the guy. Love the guy to death. And, cannot believe that he's the Bears coach. And, so speaking of, I'm going to get your thoughts on this. So you said you're a big music guy, right? Who are some of your favorite artists that you like to listen to, and why?
What genre? Which genre would you want to start on? Rap. Okay. For me, one of the best, in my opinion, J. Cole.
Okay.
His lyrics are very poetic to me.
Middle child.
Middle child, yep. I mostly look into... God, what's a good example?
That's the only song I know about J. Cole is Middle Child.
Middle Child?
I'm not like a big fan of his, but...
A good song that I like to listen is Apparently.
By J. Cole.
By J. Cole, yep. A Tale of Two Cities. Top of my head, Apparently to me is really... It speaks a lot about, you know, the struggle within, like... It speaks a lot about, like... what it's like to have money as an artist, but how the struggle is much, it's even in the lyrics, the struggle is much more beautiful than the success.
Do you like Gunna?
Gunna, yep.
Yeah,
Gunna.
I won AP at 200.
Yeah.
So we talked about this off air. Give me like your top 3 to 5 Gunna songs.
Top 3 to 5 Gunna songs. If You Mean.
Yeah, I love that song too.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know what kind of muscle.
Yeah, that part always gets me. What's that one song called? The one song where he's like, it has like an Asian tune to it. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Trish? Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
No.
Yeah, no, I know what song you're talking about. My God, what's it called?
Could literally look it up right now.
I know what you're talking about.
Who Think You Fooling?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
who you fooling?
Yeah. Oh, Who You Fooling?
Who You Fooling?
Yep. Yeah. Who You Fooling? There's this one song. Oh, I forgot the name of it. I could look it up.
You can look it up. Yeah, no worries.
It's literally on my playlist.
Me too. You should see my playlist. It's all but just a bunch of Gunna and
definitely has to be. Oh, it's right here somewhere. Living Wild.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Living Wild.
No.
There's this one song where he's featured. It's with Taurus. It's called 9 Times Out of 10.
I haven't heard that one.
That one's really good. The beat itself is very, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's one of those chill beats that you just lay back and listen to.
Mm.
There Goes Three. Dollars on My Head.
Dollars
on My Head. That whole album in general is just really good to me.
I like, let me pull up my playlist here, or just my some of my search recommendations here that I like on Gunna. I'm On Some. I don't know if you've heard that one.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. Let me see here. I like Speed It Up. Speed It Up.
I think I heard it, yeah.
I like that one. And let me go to my playlist here on Spotify real quick. Okay. Got a lot of playlists on here. Let me go down to... Okay. If I can... There we go. Treesh, I think, is good. That album, Wanna, is a great album. On One Tonight is amazing. That song needs to be longer. That song needs to be longer. It's only like a minute 30.
I hate that. I hate when songs are like that. They have to be longer.
Yeah, and they're like really good, and you're like, oh, why isn't this longer? You know what I mean?
You have to get the extended version or something. Like, oh,
man, I hate... On One Tonight is great, obviously. I mean... okay. I'm going down here real quick to Gunna.
Sold Out Dates.
Yep, Sold Out Dates. Okay, here we go. Cash War? Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've heard of
Cash
that.
War.
Oh, I don't think I've heard of that one.
Richard Milley Plain is good.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Birkin, Speed It Up, Three Headed Snake.
Mm-hmm.
I have Who You Fooling on here.
Push and P. Oh my.
Push and P. Too Easy.
Too Easy.
Back to the Moon. Rodeo DR is good. Bread and Butter. How about that
one? Bread and Butter. Mm-hmm. That's the one I was thinking about earlier, but it can.
No. Bread and Butter. Him All Along.
Oh, yeah.
Great song. I love that. Just Say That's Good.
Skybox.
Yep.
Skybox
is amazing. What They Thinking, Won't Stop, Him All Along. I don't know why I have Him All Along on twice on here. Proud of Them. I'm on tonight. Proud of Them.
Proud of Them. Gosh, how could I not think of that one? It was so recent.
Like, look at this, dude. Like, this is a whole thing full of Gunna songs. This is insane. What? I love Gunna, dude. I think Gunna's on his way to becoming one of the greats. I mean, I think he's... Meat Gala's good.
Meat Gala, yeah.
200 for Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina, speaking of a country. Yeah. Argentina, that's a great song. Song Came Out is good.
Style Rare with Offset is also one of the best.
I haven't heard that one.
That one's really good. You should listen to it.
Relentless, Do Better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many great songs by Gunna. I mean, I could go on and on, but... those Atlanta guys, man, Lil Baby, Gunna, Future, Migos. I mean, those Atlanta guys are. I mean, I think Gunna is. Do you think Gunna's better than Lil Baby in your opinion? I think he is.
They're tied. Lil Baby has some really good tracks too.
I know he does. Well. I'm from Atlanta. I love when he says that. That's a good song. Drake. Do you like Drake at all or?
Controversial, you know.
Are you a Drake or Kendrick fan? What side are you on?
Kendrick all the way. I mean, whose music is getting studied as poetry in colleges?
Actually, Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick's.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the album. I forgot what it's called. I think it's not called Pride, but it's the song that Pride is in.
The Humble album.
Yes.
Be humble.
Yeah.
Sit down.
That one's being studied apparently.
Is it really?
Yeah, by English.
Well, why
teachers.
Is that? Why do you think that album is being?
The poetry behind is just amazing, dude, especially on, like I said, Pride. That one is by far one of the best songs in the whole album.
Mm. What's your favorite Drake and Kendrick song? Like, your favorite song by Drake and then your favorite song by Kendrick?
Favorite song by Kendrick?
I like Humble, DNA. I think those are great songs.
Oh, yeah. In my DNA.
I got Loyalty. Got Loyalty. DNA. What's the one song? Oh my God! What's it called? Family Ties. That's
Family
good.
Ties.
Family Ties.
Range Brothers is better.
I haven't heard that one.
Range Brothers, Listen to it. It'll change your perspective.
When I'm driving home today, I'll turn that on.
Range
Brothers. I don't have Spotify Premium, but I can see if I can try to get it on. Is it featured with anybody? Or is it just
it's the same, Baby Keem.
Oh, Baby Keem?
With the Family Ties. They're both on the same...
album?
Yeah. Album? Probably not, but they both wrote the same songs.
Oh, nice.
So if you like Family Ties, you'll definitely like Range Brothers.
Who do you think is a rapper that is good at featuring but not a good artist? I think 21 Savage is really good when he's featuring. Like... the song Bank Account.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
Bank Account.
But I think 21 Savage is like a good example of like a rapper that I think is he has a couple of good songs here and there, but like mm-hmm. I think he's better when he's featuring. You know what I mean? Like when he's like mm-hmm. with Post Malone or somebody else. Do you think he's a better like when he's featuring, or I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Yeah, when he's featuring. Probably has to do a lot with like when it comes to, for example, J. Cole, running back to J. Cole when they wrote a lot. That's what it's called. A lot. Yeah.
Do you like Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow? Yeah. Yeah, Jack Harlow's pretty good.
You know what's crazy? Me and him have the same birthday, March 13th.
March 13th?
Yep.
That's
yep.
Crazy.
I like Tyler Hero, the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just
Tyler
like me.
Yeah.
Tell me what that means. I used to rap to that song all the time.
That
I
is
to,
so mean.
I used to know the whole entire, like, the whole entire, every word, all that stuff, man. I listened to that. Here and there, it was my favorite song, and now I obviously like Gunna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to credit on Jack Harlow, so good artist, but
yeah,
not nowhere near Gunna, in my opinion. I would say my favorite rappers right now, obviously, like I just mentioned, Gunna. I like Lil TJ, a couple of his songs by him. Mm-hmm. Do you like TJ at all?
Oh yeah, yeah. I like his, especially when
I'm
studying.
The FN album.
Yeah,
I think that's good. Yeah. I like Gunna, Lil TJ. Oh man, who else? I like a couple Lil Baby songs here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do I like? Drake, couple Drake songs.
I will not lie, Drake is. That's why I say controversial because I'm not gonna hate on the guy, but I'm also not a diehard fan.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Like, I wasn't like that. That goes for me with that country. Like, I listen to a couple country songs here and there, but I'm not like a diehard fan, if you know what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. Florida Georgia Line, I don't know if you've heard of them.
I probably have,
they're,
yeah.
They're like a good country group, but like, I like a couple songs by them, but I'm not like a diehard fan, if you know what I mean. Like, I'm not like, you know, like, love this guy, we'll go to die for this guy, but I like a couple songs here and there, but I'm not like a diehard fan, like you said, but yeah, man, that's all I got. Do you want to talk about anything else, or?
No.
Hey, man. What do you think the final? Let's do this real quick before we shout out all the clubs here at DMAC. What do you think the score of the Valley Northwest game is going to be tonight? If you're going to go or not? Hopefully to see you there.
Hopefully I'll go.
Do you think your Tigers are going to get this victory?
I haven't seen them play. I couldn't say I haven't seen them play.
You haven't. I've said this before, right? Mm-hmm. Valley is always a hard place to play. No matter if you guys are the best team in the state or the worst team, it's always, always, always a hard place to play. I'm not saying Northwest can't win this game, but I'm just saying that it's a hard place to play and it's difficult, right? I think Northwest can win this game. I really do. You know, coming off of a tough loss last week against Ankeny, kind of a little sour taste in their mouth. I think Northwest can come in here and win this game. And I could see it being close at first. I could see your Tigers, you know, kind of hanging in there a little bit. But you guys are extremely well coached. I mean, your head football coach has been there since 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Swenson, he's been there.
Yeah.
He's a legend, man. And he's a legend. I mean, when you talk about high school football legends here in Iowa, he's a legend. And I have all the respect for him in the world. I mean, I respect his teams. I don't like Valley, but I respect him as a coach, right? I mean, what he's done is just unbelievable. I mean, he's won five state championships. Just you got to respect those guys, the guys that constantly win, and he's done that, right? And I'll be at the game. My brother's on the team. If you end up going, my brother's number 98.
98.
Defensive end. So look out for him. What's your name again?
Brandon.
Brandon, I appreciate you coming on this podcast and talking about your life and how you got to DMAC. We will have stories for you guys to write, and we'll have some good stories to write. Hopefully here in the next month or so, we'll have some stories up for you guys. Brandon just took home a couple of our old Chronicle pieces. If you guys want to come in here, get some and read some, come on in. We have a big stack of them, and I'm going to promote the – so there's a part-time job fair this Tuesday. And there's also a Dive Into DMAT Club this Wednesday, volunteer fair this Thursday, and from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Building 5. So the building that we're at right now, there's a volunteer fair this Thursday. Come on in, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you don't have anything else going on, just pop on in. I will not be here on Thursday, but if you are, come on in and enjoy yourself and hang out in Building 5. And if you want to join the Campus Chronicle podcast, go to campuschroniclenews.com, look at all of our stories, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Spotify at Campus Chronicle News, or at Campus Chronicle. And Brandon, it is a pleasure to have you on this podcast today, man. I'm so thankful that you came on, and we will hopefully recap the Northwest versus Valley game on Friday. So thank you so much for coming on here, man. I had a great time talking with you.
Same thing.
Until next time, peace.